This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Queen of the Ratchet is being sponsored by Black History Month. Brava.
Girl, what the hell you mean, brava?
That's all I have to say. Honestly, I feel like this was a setup to make me look bad and seem like a racist.
If you're acting unseasoned, you deserve to be called unseasoned.
I actually prefer my grits bland and plan on making Fairy Tale Land unseasoned again.
That song, darling, is one of the many songs that Queen of the Ratchet has done. You can listen to that song on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, any musical streaming service you like. Go get your life.
Ta-ta!
Welcome back, petty audience. I'm Cruella De Vil, the president of Fairy Tale Land, and let's start out differently today. What are we grateful for? I'm grateful that you shady hoes are still alive so I can be petty and messy with you.
I'm grateful it don't smell like Tuna Surprise in this studio. I'm Tremaine from Disney's Cinderella.
I'm grateful I'm clear of any STDs this week. We're winning! I'm Medusa from Disney's The Rescuers.
I'm grateful for the petty audience, even though you bitches don't want me here, though. But I'm here anyway, and we'll stay here. I'm Cinderella from The Reason Why All of This Exists. Yes, I am the HBIC.
More like the weakest link, darling. I'm so grateful you finally shut up. I'm Edna from Disney's Incredibles.
I'm so happy to welcome Cinderella and Edna as permanent host on the podcast.
It was a choice, Cruella. It was definitely a choice.
When you make a pot of soup, you use all types of seasonings, and I'm just here to spice up your life with all types of white. Happy Black History Month, everybody.
So, Cruella, you gonna have all these pasty people up in here and not invite one melanated person on the podcast this week, knowing it's the month of February?
Girl, you already a member of the podcast. You could have came on if you wanted to come on.
And you wonder why people in Fairy Tale Land talking about you not saying that you in cahoots with Cinderella and the Ku Klux Fairies.
Maleficent, Cruella is not a member of the Ku Klux Fairies, and she's been to several of the Black Fairy cookouts, so don't do that, girl.
If I wanted a sidekick to speak, I would have entertained you, doormat, but I didn't ask for your opinion.
We went from being grateful to downright gritty. What the hell is going on up in here? Maleficent, where's all this low vibrational energy coming from?
Girl, if I was being low vibrational, there would have been hands thrown a long time ago. What I'm trying to do is keep it cute, classy, and not try to get cunty up in here.
You people are always mad about something. This is exactly why I want to make Fairy Tale Land unseasoned again.
You done got a backbone and became delusional, Cinderella. You understand that I'm a full-blown dragon and I will eat you?
Oh, no, Maleficent. I got this one because what we not finna do is have a whole bunch of unseasoned people up in here talking about Happy Black History Month. What the hell, Cruella?
Y'all popping in and popping off at something that ain't even that serious. Y'all are welcome on the podcast anytime that y'all want to.
Okay, well then I'll start by just saying 29 days to celebrate Black History is a goddamn scam.
Honestly, darling, Black History should be celebrated throughout the whole year, if you ask me.
You know, it would be nice to just celebrate all history throughout the whole year because all history matters.
I'm done trying to talk. Let's knock some sense into this hoe.
You ain't said nothing but a word. And we're back.
I just want to let it be known that certain people had to be removed from the studio because of a physical altercation that will be handled by the fairy tale court.
You don't have to sugarcoat anything. Maleficent and Ursula put their hands on me and they had to be removed.
But you're still here, darling, which I don't understand. To me, Cruella, it sounds kind of hypocritical if you ask me.
At the end of the day, we can throw shade and be petty, but you can't put your hands on just anybody like that.
And they could have cracked my skull.
Maybe they would have knocked some sense into it, if you ask me. But I feel as though as if we're gonna have a February Black History Month with a petty podcast coming your way, then we have to have a melanated member on the podcast. So I will be adding Tiana as a permanent host on the podcast.
That wasn't discussed in my contract.
You don't make the rules around here, you unseasoned Taylor Swift reject. And to the petty audience, hopefully you're following everything that's Queen of the Ratchet. Till next time. Also, petty audience, if you want to be more part of the Queen of the Ratchet community, you can join us over on Discord, darling. The link is in the description below. Ta-ta!